I have no religion, because religion is a concept by our pharaonic masters to manipulate us for their goal of total domination. And that's why all monotheistic religions come out of the Middle East, the origin of our pharaonic masters. Here you see the 42 principalities of my art, and all the 10 commandments are in it. Like here, I'm peaceful, number 3. That means thou shalt not kill. I live in truth, number 7. Thou shalt not lie, or thou shalt not bear false witness, etc. They're all 10 are in it. And here you can see the pharaohs, you know, with their slaves. So these rules are basically the slave rules, and also the rules for the people, the people of ancient Egypt, because there were the pharaohs, you know, like the nobility, there were the people, and there were also the slaves. So these rules were for the people and the slaves. And by the way, you see the scales here of a serpent, right? So you see the difference in the faces, you know, the difference. These are the pharaohs, look at their faces. And these are the African Nubians, you know, the Nubians. So for those, you know, the who say that the pharaohs, they were all Africans, well, it's complete nonsense. Just look at the picture, yeah. So the whole religion, this is where it comes from, you know. And, you know, I'm peaceful, thou shalt not kill. They kill us by the millions, you know, they put us in all those wars, and we're not allowed to kill them back. They steal everything of us, our dignity, our land, our freedom, and we cannot steal back. They lie, you know, look at those politicians, they lie without end. We cannot lie back, so it's a big advantage for them. You know, if the slaves, they are very obedient and they behave in this manner. So I am not a Christian. And in this video, helping you how to read your Bible. First of all, a true Christian should not live in a republic and adore the republic like these MAGA Americans here, because their leader, Jesus Christ, was killed and crucified by the Republic and fought against the Republic of Rome, because Jesus was the king of the jaywalkers out of the royal house of King David. So here it says MAGA on the cross here, and it means Make America Great Again, which is a slogan by this guy here, Trump. So all these fanatic and patriotic American MAGA Christians are no real Christians, because they collaborate with the murderers and torturers of their spiritual leader. So here it says the Republic of Rome, here you go, and here with the Statue of Liberty, it says U.S. Republic of America. America is in fact the reincarnation of ancient Rome. Both are republics, horizontal rule. So why, as a Christian, would you honor and collaborate with the new Rome? So here to the left, you can see, and here it says the capital of Rome. And here the same thing to the right, the capital of USA. And they are both horizontal republics by the same masters. Rome was a horizontal rule republic with a Senate, like in America. That's why in the US Senate, there is the fasces, which is the Roman symbol of a horizontal republic. So the US Republic honors the Roman murderers of King Jesus. So here you can see the Senate, here you see the fasces here a bit larger. It says Roman fasces is the horizontal rule symbol of all republics. Why? Because here are branches, you know, tied together with this string here. And one branch, you can break it, but altogether you can't break it. So the old world order vertical rule is being ruled by one branch, meaning the king, like King Jesus in this case. The republic is being ruled by many people. That's why it's called a horizontal rule, because they're all together, like here, horizontal. They're all sitting at the same level, you see? There's nobody higher, or maybe a little bit here, but it doesn't mean anything. And that's why this new system, the horizontal rule of the republic, it has an X here, because it's really the biggest weapon and the best way to rule over the slaves. So merely by this, you know, in the US Republic, they are basically honoring the murderers of King Jesus Christ, an earthly king, the king of the jaywalkers, with a crown of thorns on his head. Jesus, king of the jaywalkers, was from and a descendant of the vertical rule of royal house of King David. That's why Christ in Greek, or Messiah in Hebrew, literally means the anointed one, after an old pharaonic tradition to oil the feet of an earthly king or pharaoh. So here it says King Jesus from the royal house of King David. And you see the crown of thorns with the crown beneath it. So here it shows the internal war within Pharaoh's nobility. So here it says, this is Rome here, the Senate, and it says horizontal rule, Republic of Rome. And here you can see Jesus of the king of the house of King David, the vertical rule by King Jesus. And Jesus was in fact the victim of this internal war within Pharaoh's nobility, between the horizontal and the vertical rule. So here is the Christian cross, and here the flag of the most powerful republic and horizontal rule of all times. And talking about crosses and resurrections, America is the true resurrection of the Roman Empire, in the sense of being a horizontal republican rule against the vertical rule of a king. And Jesus, it says, Jesus was tortured and killed by the republic, which is a horizontal rule symbolized here by the flag's horizontal red and white lines. So why do fanatic American Christian patriots honor the horizontal rule Republican murderers of their leader? You know, what happened in Rome, which was a horizontal rule republic. So why do Christians honor the republic? Well, because they don't read their Bibles properly, and certainly don't abide by the biblical words. As it says here, it is not a sin to use your own brain. About which I explain more in this video here, Vertical Church versus Horizontal Temple, on the same channel. And please watch that, because I won't repeat everything in this video here. So you can see the title and the same channel. So in this picture, you see on the left side the Protestant priests, and it says here horizontal rule, Republican Protestantism, versus here on the right side, you see the Catholic priests, and it says vertical rule, kingly Catholicism. And although everything has changed now, in its origins, the vertical church is the Catholic Church related to a king. And the horizontal temple of Protestantism is related to a republic. That is why the vertical rule of a king is officially called the divine right or divine rule. Then, what would be the name for its opposite? And a republican horizontal rule? A satanic rule, maybe? Well, logically, the opposite of divine rule would be satanic rule, wouldn't it now? So here you see the coat of arms of the British monarchy. And the lion symbolizes the royals, the kings, the pharaohs. And on the other side is the republic, actually the Knights Templars. And that's why here you see the compromise, Onisoit qui mal y pense, for the Order of the Garter. And here it says here, divine right is vertical divine rule. But this here is interesting. It says here in French, Dieu est mon droit. Dieu, it means God. Et, it means and. Mon, it's my. Droit, it's right. So it says God and my right. It's another way of saying divine right, which is related to the left side, of course, but also in this picture here to the right side, because the republic has taken over the horizontal rule. It's not a compromise, actually. There was a trap, you know, because England is a royal republic. You know, it's a horizontal rule, actually. So these ones here, they took it over. So if this side here is the divine right, then this, the vertical rule, then the horizontal rule by the Knights Templars and the Freemasons would logically be the opposite and the satanic rule. Wouldn't it now? The Bible talks about the prince and principalities as the evil one and his rulership. Here it says the Knights Templars were the princes. Here you see the Knights Templar hidden. Here it says in the Bible, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. So then, what is a principality? A principality is a rulership by a prince or by several princes, like the state of Andorra is a principality, with Macron being the prince of Andorra. So it says anagram for Macron. It's like using the same letters, M-A-C-R-O-N. The anagram for Macron is monarch, a monarch. And in French, you write it without the H, the same letters as Macron. Could that be a coincidence? Maybe. And here it says the prince, he's officially the prince of the principality of Andorra. Sar It means Son Altesse Royale, His Royal Highness Macron, because any prince is a sar, which in the Demotic Pharaonic language, it means the king or the pharaoh, like in a sarcophagus, which is the box to put the king in when he's dead. And I went filming in Andorra, but they just took my film off. You know? I didn't get any notice. It just disappeared. It's not there anymore. I probably said a couple of things too much. Maybe this video will disappear as well, because I say these things. Other people who say these things about him being the Prince of Andorra, they have no problems. But apparently when I do so, I get censored and, you know, I just disappeared and all of those sort of things. Shadow banned. The Knights Templars were also called the Princes, as they were the second, third, fourth sons of a king, duke, count, baron, or other lord of a castle. By the law of the primogeniture, only the firstborn son getting everything. So here it says, Knights Templars were second, third, fourth sons of the nobility, called the poor princes. And here you can see them, you know, around the octagon and the Templar's cross. And I repeat this here from Ephesians 6:12 from the Bible. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And in Europe, there are quite a few principalities, like Luxembourg, Andorra, Liechtenstein, Monaco, which are actually all havens for tax evasion, as the Knights Templars, you know, they were all about money eventually. But initially, they were poor princes. Therefore, the Templars depicted themselves as two poor noblemen without a castle nor an empire, needing to share one single horse out of sheer poverty. So here you can see them both sitting on one horse here as well. This is original stuff here. And here it says, two poor princes sharing one single horse. And these Templars had and still have their supreme prince called the Grand Master, who got burnt alive in 1314 for being a Satanist in front of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. So the supreme prince got burnt by the divine rule of the king for being a Satanist and a sodomite. So here it says, the Grand Master of the Knights Templars, also called the Supreme Prince of the New World Order, Horizontal Principality. The Knights Templars finally won the internal war within Pharaoh's worldwide nobility, as I've explained in the Swiss Beast series. And the princes founded their horizontal republic, where the princes can rule together in a so-called horizontal rule and having one supreme prince called the president. So here you see the whole principality together, all the princes. And here you can see the supreme prince, whom we call today the president, standing on the stairs, you know, like on the White House or of the White House or the Kremlin or whatever. And it says the princes, because they're all princes, they're second, third, fourth sons of the nobility, and they are those who we call princes. The princes created their collective principality. You see, it's collective. They're all together. It's a principality by many princes, which means it's horizontal. So again, the princes created a collective principality, now called the Republic. So the Bible's principalities are the republics, where the princes can rule together in a parliament and senate. And each republic, principality, has its supreme prince called the president. So here it says, here you can see Prince Biden, there he is, Prince Putin, and here Prince Macron, the princes and their principalities. Switzerland was their first principality in history, founded in 1291, where seven princes or seven heads of state rule, like the beast with the seven heads, and also with the principality of Liechtenstein, the stone of light, being the deep state Switzerland, right next and inside Switzerland. So here it says, 1291, Switzerland, the first Templar princes, their principality. And this is a map of Switzerland. And as you can see, it looks like a pig. You know, here's the leg, here's his, you know, his nose, here's a tail. And even the Swissies themselves, they call it the Swiss pig, you know, because it looks like a pig. And here, where the eye is, lies Liechtenstein, which is a German name, and Licht, it means light. It's almost the same word. And Stein is stone. And remember the seven hills of Switzerland called the seven prince electors, or the sieben Kurfürsten. In my video here, Helvetic Horror Heidi. So here you can see the seven prince electors, and Switzerland still has today seven heads of state. And here's that film, Helvetic Horror Heidi and Homeland Security. Here in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 to 26 from the Bible, the internal war of Pharaoh's nobility is being described. And it says, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house, which is a royal house, divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then this kingdom stand? So here it says, here again, Matthew 12:25, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. This is a kingdom divided against itself. This is the internal war within the nobility, because a kingdom is being ruled by the nobility. And every city or house, a royal house, divided against itself shall not stand. This is the internal war between the princes here, two guys on one horse, because they were kicked out of the castle, so they didn't have enough money for each one his own horse. And it was the internal war between these ones founded the horizontal rule against the divine right and vertical rule of the king. It's all here, you know. And here it says, internal war of princes and principalities against the king and his divine right. You must read the Bible as an historical and political book. The even entire chapters and books within the Bible are called kings. You know, the Old Testament, it's only about kings and genocides and murders. And, well, the white man is not even in it, so... I mean, why bother, you know? Take it as something divine, sort of, you know. So it's all about the nobility. Even the New Testament you know, because it's about Jesus Christ out of the house of King David, which is the divine right. You know, that's where the whole divine stuff is coming from. You know, so it even says in the Bible, which for me as a historian, it's an ancient and very powerful book. And remember that the end times chip is being developed in this age of horizontal rule republics, also called principalities, ruled by the Knights Templar princes and their Freemasons. So I read it for you here. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation 13, 16 to 18. So I see this part here as the political part of the Bible. You know, it's all explicable, you know. And before I explain you was the historical Bible, you know, about the internal war being described, about the principalities, who are the princes, and the Knights Templars are the princes, and they made the Republic. And this is the result of all this. The Bible is historical and political. I don't see any religious hocus pocus. I mean, it's all logic, and it's, I mean, we're here. It's understandable, you know. And I made a video once about what the 666 is. I made it maybe 20 years ago, and I published it 14 years ago. I'll show it to you. So here it is. I made it 13 years ago, in the beginning of 2012. And here's the title. It's on my channel, Gatsefrats, where you can start with reading this here. The Bible is a very interesting historical and political book. And it is a manual for Pharaoh's slaves, how to behave and how to be obedient to Pharaoh. The Bible is an Oriental book by and for the Middle Easterners, and not for Europeans or Asians, since it doesn't even talk about Europeans or Asians, as the Bible stops at the Mediterranean, because the alleged all-seeing God didn't see any land nor people north of the Mediterranean. But as Pharaoh's nobility has taken over all the power in Europe and taken the white race as their slaves, the political problems described in the Bible are real, because the masters have taken their political problems and their internal war between the vertical king and horizontal princes with them from Pharaoh's land in the Middle East into Europe and Asia. So here you see the 42 ideals or principalities of Maat and the 10 commandments of the same book, of this book here, are in within the 42 principalities of the goddess Maat. And you see the opening of the sea, meaning the pharaohs, they disappeared within the sea of peoples. Of course, the sea didn't open like that. It's all symbolical. It says the Bible is an historical and political book containing the slave rules. forget about the religious hocus-pocus, because on the level of our masters, religion plays no role at all, as religion is only to manipulate the slaves. And the dumb slaves always find for sole answer for the things they don't understand that it therefore must be supernatural, like the magic bullet here. Well, let me tell you, the Bible is not supernatural hocus pocus. We're not in the superstitious Middle Ages anymore, so use your brain. Believe me, there's not one single world leader who believes in God, Allah, or any religious book, because they're all princes of the Republic, having their supreme prince called the Grand Master. Why in Grand Master the word master? Well, because they are our masters and the masters of this world, as the Nazis were talking about the master race, or Aryans, being Pharaoh's nobility. And that's why they have these castles, you know. And this was also a principality with the 101 Horus wings here and the skull and bones of the Freemasons. And they were pretending to fight for the old world order and bring the German emperor back, until the old world order discovered it too late that they were betrayed and tried to eliminate Adolf in 1944 on, I think it was the organization of July 20th, with Klaus von Stauffenberg, the colonel. So these are the Aryans, and this is their principality, another one of the principalities, and being part of the big Templar principality. So it says the Nazi SS Wevelsburg castle of the Aryan, which comes from the pharaonic demotic Arion. I already explained that to you. Ah, it means pregnant. Ri, the sun, on Osiris. And that means Osiris was born from out of the sun of the Aryan pharaonic nobility. It must be clear now, a long time after the Second World War, that the Germans are not really the Aryans, are they now, eh? These are the Aryans and the worldwide master race. And this is why behind every Japanese emperor is Amaterasu, the Japanese sun god, representing, of course, the pharaonic Amun-Ra, as in the flag of Japan. Therefore, in World War II, the Empire of Japan, teaming up with Europe's old world orders like Germany and Italy, in this endless wars between kings and princes. It says, the Japanese sun god, Amaterasu, from Amun-Ra. You see, Ama from Amun, and here's the word Ra as here. They all have the same origins. And look at the long nose, you know. This is not very Japanese. The nobility always have these long noses. And look how he's cross-eyed. You know, they all have some sort of thing, you know, like an arm that doesn't work, like Tsar Nicholas. And the Emperor William II of Germany, this guy is cross-eyed. And as I told you before, you know, it could be Himmler. I mean, look at it. It's very much the same, because it's the same master race. You know? They're all over the world, and they team up in world wars and let us, the dumb slaves, fight for them. And in fact, those who were teaming up with Japan and their sun god the word Nazi is very much related to the word Nazir, used in the Middle East and origin of Pharaoh's nobility, which means a prince, as in a principality, because they were the princes. It's all out of the Knights Templars and the Freemasons. Look here, skull and bones, Freemasonry. Here is Horus, you know, there's another sun god here. Here's the sun here below, and here the wings of Horus. They were teaming up with the other guys on the other side of the world with their sun god. You know, and here it says Nazi from Oriental, Nazir, meaning prince, as in principality. I just told you so. I mean, here you can see all the proofs. And the word Nazi, in fact, as in the Middle East, you know, with all the lies, you know, going on there, it's not as the Philistines say it's from a Nazi jaywalker. Well, this Z-I, I cannot pronounce it because of the censorship, but it's not Z-I-O-N, as they say. It's complete nonsense. So, as in Arabic, Nazir, it means the prince. So the word Nazi has actually more Arabic in it than it has jaywalker stuff in it. Although the jaywalkers, they have the same word for Nazir, almost similar, meaning the prince, as in a principality. This is what this political and historical book called the Bible warned us for: the Nazir princes and their principalities. And now, today, each republic and each constitutional monarchy has their supreme prince, president, ruling over the slaves, with each prince or president being part of a brotherhood or fraternity, as in the French revolutionary Freemason slogan, Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité, meaning freedom, equality, fraternity. Here it says the brotherhood of princes and their various principalities called the Republic. And on top of all these Freemason fraternities, of which all prince presidents make part of, there is the Templar Brotherhood fraternity, with a Grand Master being the Prince of Princes and ruling over many principalities, the Supreme Prince Grand Master. As I've already shown you in many of my videos, how the Swissies steer everything out of Pharaoh's neutral base in the Alps, I will show you in this video how the Swissies steered some important and upsetting events of this year in 2024. So here you can see some Swiss t-shirts that reflect the state of their minds. It says half Swiss is better than none. So even a half Swiss is even better than the rest of humanity. Eh? This is the way they think. And here it says, is all these Swiss crosses everywhere. Made in Switzerland, perfection guaranteed. So they think they are better than the rest of the world. And I was really like a subhuman over there, you know. And as they finance Hitler, you know, the whole idea of the subhuman races and everything, it all comes out of Switzerland. That's why they finance these Nazis and everything. And you can see that, you know, this is the reflection of their minds. So in May 2024, there was the Eurovision Song Contest that has shocked many people and upset, most of all, many religious people around the world. like the performance of Bambi Thug from Ireland with the song Doomsday Blue, being dressed up like the devil or a demon with the devil's horns with black eyes, being licked by another demon with horns, all together performing in a demonic pentagram, five-pointed star, and all together standing in a huge Swiss cross. So here it says, why the stage is a huge Swiss cross? You see the Swiss cross. Here you see the Bambi Thug, you know, on the Eurovision Song Contest. This is a Swiss cross, you know. All these symbols, I mean, look at the symbols. They all have a meaning. It's nothing just for nothing, you know. It all has a sense and a purpose. Why a Swiss cross, you might ask? Well, because the whole thing is being steered and organized from out of Switzerland. And this, the Eurovision Song Contest, it was in Sweden, not even in Switzerland. And here in Switzerland, as you can see here, they do it a lot. You know, they put a Swiss cross on the floor, on the ground, just like here. It probably means something. This is Swiss property, or you're standing on Swiss ground. The whole globe is Swiss ground. We own everything, something like this. Because it's quite strange, a Swiss cross in Sweden, eh? But I explain you why. The ESC, or Eurovision Song Contest, gets organized by the European Broadcasting Union in Geneva, right next to the United Nations, and CERN, in a part of Geneva called Le Grand Saconex. So here you see it, the European Broadcasting Union. Here you see the it operates the Eurovision. And here it says as well, the EBU, so the European Broadcasting Union, in cooperation with its members, produces programs and organizes events in which its members can participate, such as the Eurovision Song Contest. So the Eurovision Song Contest gets organized from out of Switzerland. Here it says the headquarters are in Geneva, Switzerland, where the Eurovision Song Contest gets organized from. And here you can see their logo. I'll show you a better picture. Here to the right, you see the logo of the Swiss EBU, for European Broadcasting Union, with a circle for the compass and three supposedly 90 degrees squares. So it says the concept of four and three for the Freemason, square and compass. So here it says, organized from out of Switzerland. This thing here is in Geneva, Switzerland. And this here, same circle as this circle here, it was organized from out of Switzerland. I mean, I just show it to you. They are in Geneva and they organized the Eurovision Song Contest, and all being performed on a big Swiss cross. Now, what do you want more? What proves do you want more? Therefore, it is no surprise that Swissy won the European Song Contest of 2024 by a man in a pink women's skirt, a female soprano voice, and singing that he broke the code and found his kingdom come. I guess he, she, or it, or whatever, meant the code of conduct. Well, I could analyze the words more, but I really don't want to dive too much in these sort of things, which can just be resumed in one word, which the censorship of the West won't allow me to express. So, due to the dictatorial laws, I have to abstain to further express myself. Just resuming it.